Morning. This morning, our scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all of you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Richard, for reading our scripture today. And as we have heard this passage, and we've been blessed by beautiful music, and let us just take a moment to give thanks to God in prayer and ask for God's Holy Spirit to help us in the understanding of His Word for our life today. Will you pray with me? God, we thank You for the blessings of just when we come together and we use our abilities to praise You, whether it be in word or whether it be in music. May You be blessed, oh God. And we thank You for those who share their abilities for that purpose. And now for Your Word, God, as we have heard this reading, many of us know it by heart. We seek its understanding for our life. What is Your Word to us today? And I pray, God, that You enable me to proclaim Your Word in a way that brings glory to You and You alone, and that opens all of our hearts and our minds and our ears to being drawn in a closer relationship with You, transformed by the power of Your Word to the people You call us to be. These things I pray in the name of the Christ. Amen. As I sat down this week to prepare for today's sermon, it really hit me that I don't have much time left with you as serving as your pastor. My last Sunday to be with you is the 25th of this month. And so, for the next couple of Sundays that I do have left to preach here on Sunday mornings, I want us to spend some time looking at the things that Jesus encourages us to do in order to find comfort, peace, and strength in the midst of uncertain days. And my prayer is that for the next few Sundays that we do have together, we will just spend time with Jesus until His Spirit becomes a part of us. And we are able to say, I can face uncertain days because I have spent time sitting at the feet of Jesus, and His Spirit now lives in me. For in these uncertain days of transition, I believe that Jesus, just like a mother comforts her children, Jesus says to us, come to me, come to me. In fact, we hear Jesus saying those words at least four times where it happens in the Gospels, and I'm going to take a look at those. But the first place we find this happening is in our scripture lesson that we just heard read by Richard, where we hear those words of Jesus saying, come to me when you're weary and you're carrying heavy burdens. It's a passage we all know very well. It's a passage we often recite and call upon in those times of difficulty and challenges in life. And there are three words in this passage that I really want us to focus on for a moment. The first of those words is that word, come. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Second word is take. Take my yoke upon you. The third word is that word, learn. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me. You know, whenever we read the scriptures, we see that people were always wanting to come to Jesus, right? We see how the little children always wanted to come to Jesus, how the high and ranking officials and the sinners and the saints, they all wanted to come to Jesus because there was something about coming to Jesus that changed their lives in a positive way. And when Jesus says in this passage, come to me, I think what He's really saying to us is trust in me. Trust in me, come to me, and I will give you rest. If you're tired of trying to manage life all on your own, then come to me, trust in me. I will give you rest. I have to confess to you that over the last several months, and in fact, over this last whole year in 2020, I have found myself feeling drained and burdened by many different things. And I found myself feeling weary at times and you're just down about, burdened by things like as I'm trying to deal with this, the decision to retire and the decision to take a new position of ministry in another state, and during these days of feeling this way, I realized that this is a time in my own life that I've needed to come to Jesus. And it's also been a time that my family needed to come to Jesus, as each of us in our own way struggles with the anxiety and those things that surround transition. But I also believe in these uncertain days of transition that each of you need to come to Jesus as well, that we might all learn to trust in Jesus in whatever we're facing. But Jesus not only invites us to come to him, he also says, take my yoke upon you. And then in verse 30, he says, for my yoke is easy. See, Jesus knows that when we yoke ourselves to his purposes, to his calling for our lives, then the burden becomes light, because we don't have to carry that burden all by ourselves. And so the burden becomes lighter. Now, those words in this passage, come and take, and they're what I would call action words. You know, we come to Jesus. We take the yoke from Jesus that he gives us. But this third word that you find in that part where he says, learn from me, is more of a process word in which we receive something that Jesus is trying to give to us. In other words, Jesus says, as you come to me, as you take the yoke that I'm offering you, then I'm going to teach you some things. You're going to have the opportunity to learn some things from me. I'm going to show you things that you've never known before if you will come to me. In these days of transition, if we will come to Jesus and if we will trust in him, then I believe that Jesus promises us some incredible lessons that we can learn. And ultimately, what I think Jesus wants us to learn in these days of uncertainty is his promise that he is all that we need, that his grace is sufficient. So when we're tired, when we're weary, Jesus invites us to come to him. And then on another occasion, Jesus invites us to come to him when we're fearful and when we're afraid. In Mark chapter 4, there's a story that I think all of us know very well. It's when the disciples got in a boat with Jesus and they were heading out in the Sea of Galilee and a storm blew up. And I'm going to pick up in verse 35 of this passage in Mark chapter 4. On that day, when evening had come, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side. Remember that. That's significant in this passage. Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so the boat was already being swamped. But as he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and the disciples came to him. Again, they're afraid, and so they come to Jesus. And they say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Now, in this passage, it's obvious that Jesus is disappointed with his disciples. And so he asked them, why do you still have no faith? Because they had just been with Jesus and experienced some unbelievable miracles that he performed. They had witnessed Jesus doing some unbelievable things. So Jesus says to them, why do you still struggle with having faith in me? If you saw how I handled the challenges of yesterday's, can't you trust me to deal with the challenges of today? You see, the lessons the disciples needed to learn, I think the lesson that we need to learn, is that we can trust Jesus when we're in the midst of the storm. And there are really, I think, two reasons that the disciples did not need to be afraid. The two reasons that they could trust in Jesus in that. And I think we find the same reasons here. Because first of all, they had Jesus' promise that they were going to the other side. And that scripture, verse 35, Jesus said, get in the boat and let's go across to the other side. So in other words, this storm that they were experiencing right now, it was just a temporary setback. Because Jesus already had plans to get to the other side. And I want to just pause here for a moment. Because, folks, Jesus has plans for Zachary United Methodist Church. This experience we're having right now, I understand that in the midst of this little storm where uncertainty and transition, you may have questions, you may have fears, but the good news is that God is not sweating it. Because lest we forget, this is God's church. And God has plans for His church. So God is saying to you, and He's saying to me, that you can trust me in the midst of the storm. You can trust me that I will see you through it to the other side. And I think the second reason that they didn't need to be afraid was because they had Jesus with them. I mean, Jesus is right there in the boat with them, right? And the same is true for us. Jesus is with us as well. You see, the greatest danger for those disciples that day was not the wind and the waves, but it was their unbelief and their lack of faith. I think that's often our issue as well. So Jesus says, when you're tired and you're weary and you're burdened about many things, come to me. And when in the midst of the storm you're afraid, come to me. And thirdly, Jesus invites us to come to him when we're hurting. And in Luke chapter 15, we find that familiar story of the prodigal son. I mean, I think all of us know it so well, I don't really have to read it to you this morning. It's a story of a kid who went to his father asking for his inheritance, and he got his inheritance. He leaves home. He squanders it all on loose living and partying. He loses all of his money, loses all of his friends. He finds himself living in a pig pen, saying, what's a nice Jewish boy like me doing in a pig pen like this? And then Jesus says, he comes to himself. And when he comes to himself, because of his misery and because of his pain and his fears, some good things begin to happen in his life. And we don't like this about life. But life's struggles have a way of helping us, if we let them. They can help us to bring us to our senses. They can help to cause us to realign our priorities in life. Life's difficulties can cause us to move toward God, closer to God and our trust, if we're willing to come to Jesus and allow him to help us. So my prayer for you and for this church in these days of uncertainty is that you will turn to God and that you will allow God to use this time in the life of this church to help bring you to your senses, to change whatever it is that might be hindering you from being the church that God calls you to be. And that God will use this time to draw you closer to him and closer to one another. So Jesus says, come to me when you're tired and when you're burdened. Come to me when you're afraid. Come to me when you're hurting. And finally, I think Jesus says to us, come to him when we're grateful. The story that I want to relate to this is found in Luke chapter 17. It's the story of the 10 lepers that were healed. And I'm going to pick up in verse 14 where he says, when Jesus saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back. He comes to Jesus, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go, for your faith has made you well. Now in this story, all 10 lepers prayed for healing, and all 10 were healed. But only one expressed gratitude. And I think that is so typically true of us. We are often quick to pray, but slow to praise. We're quick to ask God for the things that we need and we hope for, and yet we're often very slow to give God gratitude and thanksgiving. During these last few weeks, Marie and I have been reflecting upon our gratitude for the people of this church and for the experiences that we've shared with you in our time of serving with you. And as I've reflected upon the things for which I'm grateful, there are a few things that have really stood out for me. First of all, I thank God for the spiritual heritage of this church. Since 1890, this church has been impacting the lives of the people of this community and all those that have come through the doors of this church since 1890. I mean, generations have been impacted and blessed through the life and the ministry of this church. And it has been my honor and my privilege to have shared in just a small part of the spiritual heritage of this congregation. And I want you to know that I have benefited from the spiritual heritage of this congregation. I am a better person for having served this congregation. And I also give thanks for this, as I speak of the spiritual heritage, I give thanks for the growth that has taken place in this church. And I'm not speaking about the growth of people and ministries, although I am grateful for those things that have happened in this church. What I'm really grateful for the most is the growth that has taken place in my own life. I am not the same person I was there when I came to this church. I mean, I had more hair when I first came to this church, less gray, other things. But because of my experiences here, I am not the same person. I've grown in so many ways. And I am thankful for that. And I hope because of our ministry together that you have grown in your discipleship of Christ too. It's true of any journey in life. We grow from the experiences that we share with one another. And so I give thanks for the spiritual heritage of this church. I give thanks for the growth that has taken place. But perhaps more than anything else, I give thanks for the people of this congregation. Over the years, I have received letters and cards and notes and expressions from this people in this church who have given me letters of encouragement, letters of appreciation, support, prayers, and I've kept them all. I've got some more in the office, just didn't want to bring them all, but I've kept them all. And in those moments when I have felt discouraged or down about things, I just would take out a few of these cards and I would read them. And it wasn't long before I was giving thanks to God for the privilege of having served the people of this wonderful congregation. How you have blessed my life. And when I reflect upon my ministry, I give thanks to God for God's call upon my life. And when I think about how God called me, of all people, to be a pastor, it has given me the opportunity to lead you as a congregation, to preach the Word of God among you, the opportunity to watch you grow and to see people come into the kingdom of God. I must be the luckiest person alive to have been a part of that. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for God's call. I'm grateful for God's work among you. And I'm also grateful for the future of this church. I am excited about my friend Josh Milliron, who's coming to be your new pastor in July, and for Jane Rickey, who's going to be serving as your interim pastor through this transition. I know that there's anxiety about what the future holds. There's always that when there's a pastoral change and uncertainty of things. But be assured that God is at work among you. And God is sending you some great pastors that are going to take you to the next level of your Christian discipleship. I believe that the best days of Zachary United Methodist Church are ahead of you, not behind you. I want you to rise up to the challenges that you're ahead of you. And I want you to embrace the future with a sense that God is with you, that this is God's church. As long as you stay focused on God's purpose, He will bless that, and God is going to do a great work through you. In the coming weeks, I hope that you will spend some time giving thanks for the things for which you were grateful for, remembering that in Jesus invites us to come to Him when we're grateful. And so the message today is just a very simple one. It is come to Jesus. Come to Jesus when you're weary, you're tired, and you're burdened. Come to Jesus when you're afraid. Come to Jesus when you're hurting. And come to Him with a grateful heart for all the things you're thankful for. For when we come to Jesus, He will embrace us. He will reassure us of His promise. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. and I will give you rest. Would you pray with me? Lord God, in the times that we are living in as a congregation where there's uncertainty about the future in so many ways, I pray for your peace upon this congregation. I pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, the power that you give to them to be the church in uncertain days. I pray that you would enable us to live from this moment on, pursuing your purposes, taking your yoke upon us, knowing that you will help us every step of the way. Help us, oh God, to have your eyes, an eyes of faith. Help us to have hearts of gratitude for all that you have done from years past to now to what you will do in the future. Help us in the midst of these days just to come to you on a daily basis, trusting in you, placing our hope in you, following you every step of the way. These things I pray in the name of the Christ, who is with us and who leads us. Amen.